Good morning. Welcome to the House of the Lord on this last Sunday of May as we are part of the Memorial Day weekend. If we could have weather like this on every Sunday when the renovation happens, we could be worshiping outside. I could handle days like this, but if you can guarantee that at 7 a.m., that would be helpful. So hopefully you're able to enjoy some of the outdoors today. Even though it may rain later, supposedly, but who knows. But welcome to you all, a special word of welcome to those visiting with us this day. Some of the highlights in the bulletin: 1 week from today is the beginning of Vacation Bible School with a theme of scuba, VBS. So last minute preparations, and I ask you to be praying for all that experience. The Connections Class Summer Program, there's an announcement in the bulletin about that. It will be for all ages. Today was the last Sunday for children and youth classes until the second Sunday of September, but children and youth are invited to be a part of the Connections Class as they study Bible stories. You'll also see in the bulletin flood relief efforts for Brazil. That is where Tony and Lila Frank. Lila has family in that area, and Tony and Layla served in that area, and so they've kept us apprised of what's happening down there. And so if you wish to support, that's an avenue. And also the East Garden Summer Meals. We hope to be doing that 2 Thursdays a month in June, July, and August. We have a nice team started on the bulletin board. The only complication is the first meal that we're going to sign up for, I'm out of town. So we could use some help guiding that and getting ready for that. So please consider that. And this Tuesday, the Girl Scouts, the area Girl Scouts are serving the community meal. It's the first time they've served, but it's the last Tuesday of the meals this spring. We will start once again in the fall. I think that is all of the announcements, so let us prepare our hearts and minds for worship as we listen to our morning prelude. Thank you. Hear this reading from Psalm 103, verses 1 through 5, a psalm of David. Praise the Lord, O my soul. All my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Let's pray. Lord God, we come before you to worship you this day, having not forgotten all the benefits you shower upon us for the forgiveness of our sins and the healings that you have done in each of our lives. Lord, we thank you for the redemption that we have through belief and trust in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And Lord, we pray that in this time of worship, your Spirit would be active upon and within us, that we would just exalt your holy name. In Christ we pray. Amen.
At this time, please stand if you are able, and let us sing our hymns of praise. They are Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, which is found on page number 8 in your red hymnal, and then we will follow right after that with number 30, How Majestic is Your Name. So let us sing Praise to the Lord, the Almighty.
Thank you.
Let us unite in our prayer of the morning. Let us pray. God, we are grateful for the activity of your Spirit in our midst as it opens us to the wondrous realities of forgiveness, compassion, reconciliation, joy, and hope. We confess that our times when we are dispirited, lacking motivation, having grown weary, hear our desire to move with spirited grace. Renew and energize us. Grant that we would be people of compassion as we worship you and live to glorify you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hear these words of assurance from Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything. In everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving present your request to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. I invite you to share the peace of Christ with one another. Evidently, I'm supposed to invite the children to come forward for the children's message. They're coming from all over. Can you believe his name is Ryan? Well, good morning. How are we doing? What are all those smiles on your faces for? Happy to be here? Do you know what the word compassion means? Compassion. What does it mean to have compassion? Whoa, you have no idea what compassion means, but then you say to do good for someone. I think you just described what compassion is. Whoa, must be because your name's Ryan.
No, that's a keeper.
That's a keeper, okay. Compassion is we are to be thinking of other people beside ourselves. So compassion for children, could be letting other people go first, letting someone else have the bigger piece of dessert, doing someone's chore at home so they don't have to, and surprising them with that. Wow. I have a list of 10 things that I read about that we could be doing for other people if we have compassion in our hearts. And I was told I went too fast, 8 o'clock, and they only wrote down 9 of them, and they need to get the last one. So, but I'm going to go faster this time because these kids listen faster. When we notice somebody that is feeling down or sad or they need help, we can be thinking about these kinds of things. When someone's talking to us, we can listen to what they have to say. Rather than trying to interrupt or trying to think of what we're going to say back, we have to listen. So you look them in the eye, and what do you have to say to me today? Anything? See, I caught her off guard, but I'm making eye contact. It's okay. When somebody does something nice for you, you say, thank you. Has anybody ever done something nice for you? Well, yeah. So you say thank you. Forgive them. When they've done something that hurt you, we have to forgive. We put their needs ahead of our own. We can write them a kind note. When we notice somebody or we're missing somebody, we can write a kind note and give it to them. We can give them a gift for no reason at all. Oh, Valentine's Day is a great day to give somebody something, a birthday, Christmas, but maybe on July 27th. We can just give somebody a gift. Anybody have a birthday on July 27th?
No.
Okay. Just give a gift. Now, that can be doing something nice for somebody. That can be making something for somebody. But give them a gift. Offer encouragement when they are discouraged. Maybe your mom, maybe your dad's having a tough day. You can just go up them and give them a great big hug and say, I love you. And that would be a word of encouragement. You can volunteer to help that person with a difficult task. You see that there's something to do, and you can help them. You can invite somebody to do something special with you. Maybe you can take them to the movies. Maybe you can share a special toy. Or invite them to your birthday party and give them cake. Yeah. Because you can share a snack with them. That's the 10th thing. Share a snack. All right? If you have something, you can share with them. There are many ways you can show compassion. Because in our Bible story from Matthew chapter 13 and the feeding of the 5,000, there was a huge crowd there, and the disciples wanted to send them away so they could buy something to eat. But Jesus told the disciples, you take care of them. Each of us have people in our lives that we can help take care of. If we have an older sister, we can be really nice to them. If we have an older brother, we can do a chore for them. If we have a younger sister, we can help them learn how to read. If we're an only child, we can love our parents.
Yeah, I'm an only child. My
parents. You got it.
No one needed to teach me to read. I was just watching Finn and then I learned how to read.
That is a great way to learn how to read. Let's pray. God, we thank you for the compassion Jesus offers, and we pray that our children and we ourselves will just be kind to others and offer them compassion. Amen. Have a great day and a great weekend. Some updates to our list of concerns. Sandy Miller was taken to the hospital on Friday and remains there in Toledo, so we can be praying for Sandy and also for Roger, who's here this morning. Regina Beck made it through the last round of chemo treatment, and she is back for a couple of weeks at Roop Rehab. Gretchen Hare, who is the oldest member of the church, she'll turn 101 in September. She fell on Monday and broke her hip and ended up having surgery on Wednesday. She is still there at UTMC, but is awaiting that time to be transferred to Montpelier Rehab. Let's bow before the Lord in prayer. Gracious and compassionate God, in this time of worship gathered together, listening in, connected to you through your word and through your Son, Jesus Christ, we have come to exalt your name. We have come to thank you for the compassion that you have showered upon us, your people, that compassion that you have for all people, that you offer salvation through your Son, that all would know you and know the promise of everlasting life. Lord, for that salvation, for your compassion to overlook our sins, to forgive our sins, when we have walked astray, when we have committed sinful acts that lack your glory. Lord, we thank you for your forgiveness. In this time of prayer, we come before you as people of faith, praying for even stronger faith through the presence of your Spirit in our hearts and upon our minds. Lord, we live in a time where there is so much going on in the world that is contrary to what you would call us to live and call us to be. And Lord, so we pray for discerning minds. We pray for strength of faith. Lord, on this Sunday, in the Memorial Day weekend, we first remember your Son, Jesus Christ, who willingly laid down his life on the cross that we would have life and have it to abundance. Lord, we also pray for this nation founded upon the principles of freedom, founded upon the principles that all are to be taken care of. Lord, we pray that in this Memorial Day weekend, we would remember the cost of that freedom for those who have served the country and laid down their life. Lord, may we not take for granted the freedoms that we enjoy. Lord, may we uphold them and give you praise and glory for the nation in which we live. And Lord, in this day, when we are here thinking of others, thinking about those who don't know you, thinking about those who know you and have gone astray, thinking about those who are around the world and have never heard the name Jesus. Lord, we pray for your empowering compassion to be upon us as we share your love and share your compassion and share your word. Lord, we pray for all, and we pray that you would just be a blessing of strength to Sandy and Regina and Gretchen and their families. Lord, may they know your faithfulness and your nearness. Hear us as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I'm glad the choir sang this morning and has been singing all year long because that meant Jim Greaser was coming to both services. So normally 8 o'clock, he's here at 10:30 to sing. I invite him to come forward because on Tuesday, he is headed over to Cajado Children's Home and is going to be there for a few days and all those other kinds of things. So Jim leaves Tuesday. He is joined by 10 other people representing 5 churches. 2 churches in Florida, 2 churches in North Carolina, and 1 church in Ohio. That'd be St. John's. So the 11 are leaving on Tuesday. They'll arrive at Cajado Children's Home on Wednesday the 29th in the evening, spend several days there, enjoy a safari, which is an amazing experience over there. Those animals outside the zoo are something else, but be careful. And due back on Saturday, June 8th. So we want to have a time of commissioning, part of preparing for Jim and the group, but also that we can be praying for them in this experience. In Matthew's gospel, Jesus tells us to go and make disciples. In the gospel of Mark, Jesus calls us to go and tell the good news to everyone, everywhere. In the gospel of Luke, Jesus promises to send the Holy Spirit to be with us. And in the Gospel of John, Jesus says, "As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you." Jim, you and the team are being sent forth by God for a specific service. You are sent with a commission from God to go and to act on God's behalf. You will demonstrate Christ's teachings by loving one another and loving the children and the staff of the home. You will serve faithfully to bring honor and glory to God. The prophet Isaiah responded in Isaiah 6:8. The prophet said, "I heard the voice of the Lord saying, 'Whom shall I send and who will go for us?' And I said, 'Here am I, send me.'" In the Great Commission in Matthew 28, "Then Jesus came to them and said, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." Let's pray over you. Guiding and loving God, empower Jim and this team of 11 servants to be your hands and feet as they engage with the staff and the children of Gajado Children's Home. Enable them to glorify you by serving others. By their actions and their words, make them witnesses of your great love and your passion for encouraging and supporting your people. Protect them, teach them, and support them as they become the people you want them to be. Fill them with the Holy Spirit and enable them to complete their tasks faithfully and joyfully. We pray that you would bring them safely home, and then let their experiences speak to others so that you, Lord, will be glorified by sharing the love of Christ. Give Jim, give this team strength, wisdom, and love to work for you as they serve. In the name of Christ, amen. Go with Godspeed. We had a trip go to Kajado in 2004 and 2008, so it's good that Jim can go and experience and come back and share with us. And they're already planning trips for next year that Jim's supposed to come back and recruit people for, so be aware of that.